Report, Walgreens Rationing Baby Formula Amid Supply Chain Woes. By Amy Furr on April 9, 2022. A shortage of baby formula due to supply chain issues has reportedly caused retailers, including Walgreens, to ration it as supplies run low. The Daily Mail reported Friday. The company, the second largest pharmacy store chain in the United States behind CVS, said Friday that amid the supply chain crunch, it is limiting customers to 3 infant and toddler formula product purchases at a time at its 9,021 U.S. locations. A company spokesperson told DailyMail.com that the restrictions, already in effect, stem from an increased demand and various supplier issues, as it was revealed that 29% of all top-selling formulas are out of stock at stores across the nation. Meanwhile, food banks have felt pressure from inflated costs coupled with an increase in demand as President Joe Biden said a food shortage loomed, Breitbart News reported March 25. In August, a survey found approximately 8% of Americans who responded noted they sometimes or often did not have enough food. The number climbed to 10% by early February, with 13% of households with children reporting they either sometimes or often did not have enough to eat. Inflation has sent the consumer price index up a whopping 7.9% over the past year, the largest 12-month increase since the period ending July 1981, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said in its February report, released March 10. This week, Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, criticized Biden for negatively impacting lower- and middle-income families with inflation caused by his administration's policies. You know who pays the most from Joe Biden's inflation? It is lower- and middle-income families, Scalise explained. They are getting crushed by these higher prices. You go to the grocery store, and everything is 20-30% higher. Fertilizer is 300% higher or more when you talk to farmers. That's ultimately going to lead to even higher prices. And then Joe Biden, by the way, proposed $45 billion in new taxes on oil and gas, he added. Per the Mail report, the shortage was blamed on pandemic-related supply chain issues resulting in a massive backlog of items such as toys, clothing, and vehicles.